in the single antiquated receiving tomb. The undertaker grew doubly lethargic in the bitter weather and seemed to outdo even himself in carelessness. Never did he knock together flimsier and ungainlier caskets, or disregard more flagrantly the needs of the rusty lock on the tomb door, which he slammed open and shut with such nonchalant abandon. At last the spring thaw came, and graves were laboriously prepared for the 9 silent harvests of the grim reaper which waited in the tomb. Birch, though dreading the bother of removal and interment, began his task of transference one disagreeable April morning, but ceased before noon because of a heavy rain that seemed to irritate his horse, after having laid but one mortal tenement to its permanent rest. That was Darius Peck, the non-agenarian whose grave was not far from the tomb. Birch decided that he would begin the next day with little old Matthew Finner, whose grave was also nearby, but actually postponed the matter for 3 days, not getting to work till Good Friday the 15th. Being without superstition, he did not heed the day.